Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, I'm planning some pretty big dinners over the next few days, and I'd like to have some nice big red wines with them. You got any ideas?
I do have some good ideas. So here is my final offer in the series of wine gift suggestions, and this is the red wine show. First, to recap, there are three price points, value at 12 to 20, approachable at 20 to 35, and premium at the over $35 range. I worked closely with our friends at Wells Wine to come up with some great value selections that were wines I was not overly familiar with. So I got to learn some new stuff in the process.
That's
I love
good.
Learning new
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
yeah. So in the value arena, from Sicily, comes a wine called Baron de Bernay, and it's Frappato. Frappato is like the number two red grape in Sicily. I never had one before.
I haven't either.
This is a 2022 vintage. It's indigenous to Sicily. I was not familiar with this, so this was a new discovery. Medium-bodied and medium garnet in color. The wine shows aromas of berry, pepper, and spice, almost Primitivo-like, mm-hmm. with a note of pomegranate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it could do well with any dish featuring cranberry, so ha-ha for the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And at $14.99, it is sure not to disappoint. So
that sounds great.
Yeah. Moving upscale a bit, two solid reds that will deliver both as gifts and at your dinner table. First, a terrific Malbec from a producer called Chicana Wines in Argentina's Mendoza Valley. This single vineyard Malbec called Anyi, A-N-Y-I, we will put this on the website, really shows how good Argentine Malbec can be. Vintage is 2020 and retails for $29.99. This is a classy wine with aromas of berries, cherries, blackberries, and subtle tobacco. It is generous and rounded on the palate with a silky texture and subtle spice in the finish. Really nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Staying with the approachable category is the Bodega Contador 2021 Predicador. It's a Rioja. This blend of predominantly Tempranillo with small amounts of Grenache and two other grapes is classic Rioja. Deep red and black fruits, spicy notes sit atop a soft, well-integrated oak foundation, perfect for roasted meats. This will be a good accompaniment to many a nice holiday dinner. Sells for $29.99. And finally, in the premium category, this is a really terrific red blend from a place called Titus Vineyards, and the wine is called Andronicus. Titus Vineyards has been around for over 50 years.
Yeah, they have been around.
Yeah, so these guys have known a little bit about growing grapes. This is a classic Bordeaux blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, Malbec, Merlot, and Petit Syrah. It's,
wow.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. This is a surprisingly graceful wine that shows well now, but will hold up for many years to come. Cassis, black cherry, plum, leather, dark chocolate aromas and flavors display what has made good Napa wines so popular today, and the 2021 vintage is surprisingly affordable at $41.99.
That's a Napa Bordeaux blend for that price.
Yeah. All in all, this is a perfect gift for any California red wine fan, rich, complex, full-bodied, and supple. I don't usually pick the most expensive wine as my wine of the week, but the 2021 Titus Vineyards Andronicus is my wine of the week.
Fantastic. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White on 88.1 WYPR.